Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about how to use ABLE and IBLE suffixes. Hello, teacher. I am MD Abdurrahman from Bangladesh. I am a student and have been learning English for a long time. To improve my listening and speaking skills, every night I listen to the VOA English podcast. However, I am not good at English spelling, mainly when I write sentences. I feel confused over suffixes like ABLE versus IBLE. How can I be an expert in English spelling? Please help me and share your valuable suggestions. Sincerely yours, MD Abdurrahman. Thank you, Abdurrahman, for writing to us. English spelling is difficult, even for native speakers. The English writing system is old, and it does not match up with how we pronounce things now. But there are rules and methods we can use that might help improve our spelling ability. We add the suffixes ABLE and IBLE to the ends of words to create an adjective meaning able to. For example, fixable. I broke the coffee pot. Do you think it's fixable? We pronounce both endings with a schwa. It is used in expressing unstressed central vowels, like in the word visible. If you drive out to the countryside, the stars are even more visible. The ending ABLE is more common because it is considered a living suffix. This means that we can create new words with it. We do not use the suffix IBLE to make new words because it is used for Latin-based words. And there are no new Latin words, as it is now a dead language with no native speakers. While there are always exceptions to spelling rules in English, we do have a few rules that can help us figure out which spelling to use. Let's start with ABLE. We add ABLE to full words, often dropping an E in the process. Adorable is a good example. You start with the word adore, which means to love or like very much. Now we drop the E from adore and put able in its place. I saw the most adorable dog on my walk. In this sentence, adorable could be substituted with cute. There are exceptions, though, so watch out for words like available and capable. If you take the suffix off, the roots of these words cannot stand alone. If a word ends in a k or g sound, use ABLE, like the word despicable. Their favorite movie is Despicable Me. Let's move on to IBLE. Remember that the number of words with IBLE will not change because there is a limited number of words from Latin that we use with the suffix. Since it is not a living suffix, We cannot add it to form new words. Most IBLE words cannot stand on their own. They need the suffix to be a word. For example, possible. Poss is not a word. It needs the suffix IBLE to be possible. But like the suffix ABLE, there are exceptions to this rule. Like the word flexible. Flex can be a word on its own. For both suffixes, you should remember general spelling rules. One rule is especially notable. You should drop the E on the end of a word when adding a suffix beginning with a vowel. For example, likable. She was very likable in high school. There is an exception to this rule. Do not drop the E when words end in CE or GE. This has to do with the sounds G or S. The letter E is needed to keep the consonant sound the same. For example, danceable and changeable. Latin music is so danceable. The date is changeable for the tickets. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.